You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL. Proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc., and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. And our guest today is Dave Mann with Mann Plumbing and MPI Solar. Is that the name of the second company?
Thank you. Thank you. It is.
It's something like that.
Nice to be with you again, Nancy and Brian. We actually have two businesses now. Yeah. The plumbing business is a couple decades in age, and the solar business we started in early 2008 and kind of lumped them together. The solar business stood on the shoulders of the plumbing business. So I'm breaking them apart a little bit. They'll still be one entity as far as our government is concerned, I guess you might say. But for other purposes, we have now the energy business as MPI Solar, and Mann Plumbing is still the plumbing business. So we
call it a parent company.
It's a parent company and an offshoot, a DBA technically. And the plumbing business is still very nuts and bolts, traditional plumbing, and we do new construction and commercial, residential, even some institutional stuff. And a lot of remodel plumbing with a lot of contractors in the area, home remodelers, one of my favorite group. and then we have a small service and repair business so that we can help homeowners install new water heaters, repair faucets, garbage disposals, repair toilets, and fix leaky pipes.
Things that might freeze up in the cold.
And we're, you know, though we're associated with that kind of work very closely, it's not our favorite stuff to do. No. And I'm hoping for a warmer January in 2015, honestly.
Yeah, it was very, very cold last year. I'm sure you were crazy busy.
We had every polar vortex, every gust that swooped in, we followed a lot of phone calls following every one of those. So helped us a lot. You know, that was a very tough winter for the building industry, generally speaking, of us.
So. Yeah. So let's talk about something warmer. Let's talk about solar.
That's one of my favorite topics, as a matter of fact. And we had a good solar year at MPI. We're involved in solar hot water, solar thermal, we call that a lot of the times. And we do a lot of solar photovoltaic or electricity producing panels, solar PV. And we have a lot of commercial solar hot water under our belts now, and we've installed sizable systems on about 15 schools throughout southern Indiana. We installed another system on a correctional facility at Branchville down by Tell City in May, and it's solar hot water seems to be very good in a commercial sense more than residential, I have to say. We don't do a lot of residential hot water systems when the residential business we have in solar is mostly PV.
And is that because for residential it's mostly on demand for the hot water, and in commercial they use it more for other things?
Or? You know, solar hot water works especially well when there's a lot of demand. In other words, we need a lot of hot water.
Right.
They're all using a lot of hot water, and that's really kind of the difference. In a home setting, if it's a family of three or four or five, it makes more sense. Okay. And also, if you're heating water with propane or electricity, it makes more sense.
Oh.
Natural gas is relatively cheap now.
Right.
And a small family, maybe two people in the household, don't use so much hot water. And oftentimes, if they want to put some kind of solar on their house, they may look towards solar PV first. which has become more affordable than ever. In 2014, we really saw low panel prices, mm-hmm. and that helps a lot. It brings it into affordability more so than it ever has been for the average homeowner. So that's very exciting for us and mm-hmm. potential customers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think in this area in particular, I think a lot of people are very interested in using solar power if they can. So capturing it somehow.
Bloomington in particular is kind of a solar hotspot for Indiana. And
is that a pun?
I'll use it as one, yeah. But solar is it's been a little slower to take off in Indiana than mm-hmm. other parts of the country. It's not about mm-hmm. the amount of sun that we receive. Mm-hmm. Some states have state policies that encourage adoption of solar power. Everybody has the federal tax credit available to them, and that's 30% off an installed system,
wow.
total installation cost. And that is good through the end of December 2016.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's good.
Some states have additional incentives, mm-hmm. and those can be states that you normally wouldn't think of. When we think of sunny states, mm-hmm. of course, we think of the Southwest mm-hmm. and Florida and maybe right. Texas. Mm-hmm. Texas has got a good solar industry. Florida does not.
Hmm.
California and Arizona have pretty good policies.
Right.
New Jersey is a very strong solar state. Wisconsin has been. They're going through some changes there. Washington, D.C. has very strong incentive for solar. So it kind of depends on what your state legislature has done to help encourage renewable energy. And in Indiana, we're very coal dependent,
right.
and we don't have such strong policy yet in place for renewable energy, but we hope that will change as time goes on.
That
makes sense, though. I was thinking, but as you're naming those states, I'm like, yeah, we're a coal-producing state, so that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not a priority, then.
But it is interesting to hear that there are other states like outliers that you wouldn't expect to be.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think, or Wisconsin, I wouldn't think about them as
much. It's very surprising when you, Minnesota now has just introduced policy, and that's going to result in some very big solar installations up there very soon. So it's not necessarily the latitude.
Right.
Although I will say that December here has been awfully cloudy. I don't know if you've noticed that.
But, yes, it was. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I want to talk today about a new solar product that we have that we're very excited about. And this is a solar tracker. It's a ground-mounted solar installation, and it's a dual-axis tracker.
Okay.
And so most installations are fixed in place. They're mounted to rails on mm-hmm. a roof, or if they are mm-hmm. ground-mounted in the yard, it might be a kind of a horizontal, spread-out
right.
sort of
sure,
an array.
Yeah.
Some single pole, what mm-hmm. we call top-of-pole installations, mm-hmm. where they're the panels are arranged in a square or a rectangle.
Right.
That's similar to what I'm speaking of here. This dual axis tracker is a product that we're a dealer for now in Indiana. We're the only dealer in Indiana for this product. It's called the AllSun Tracker.
Okay.
It's manufactured in Vermont. There's a lot of these installed in Vermont. But the company has moved out, and we recently, in September of this year, installed four of these in New Mexico, about an hour north of Santa Fe. And those were the first ones installed in New Mexico.
Wow. I'm going to interrupt you because we're going to need to take a quick break, and I want to hear more about this, but I don't want to have to chop it off in
great.
A funny place.
That's
so
great.
We'll be right back with Dave Mann, and we'll be talking more about solar installations.